Yes, sir.
Call to order Board of Works for July the 8th. If you've had a chance to read the minutes from the June 24th meeting, need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
All second? All in favor?
Aye.
City Department Head Reports.
Terry Barmas, Animal Shelter. So far in July, 2 new volunteers. One cat has went out and 5 dogs have gone out, and what's come in the door is 3. So we're ahead of it so far. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. For the year, we've had 125 interments and entombments in the city cemetery, 17 of which we've had in June, and we've had 4 so far in July.
Okay, Ms. Danny.
Fourth of July has come and gone. I figure we spent probably for prep and cleanup, probably about 70 man hours.
70? Okay. Thanks, Bryce.
John Sprague, City Engineer. This past couple weeks, we got 10th Street paved from Willow to Nicholas Street. And then we repaved a couple portions because the contractor leaving boogered up some of the pavement. So they came back and fixed that last week. And did some reviewing and some additional curb cuts a couple places throughout the city.
We should mention that paving 10th Street was in cooperation with the hospital. They did all their new water lines and thing down through there, and rather than just patch it, we talked with them. They agreed to go help with the cost of repaving the whole street through there.
Yep.
Ford Becker Fire Department. We're up to 1,354 runs. I reported last meeting that we'd be doing pump testing. That was before the major rains hit our area and kind of flooded our pump testing area, so that'll be next week. And our hose testing is just about complete. And we have everything back from Underwriter Laboratories on our aerial apparatus. So,
Gordon.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I wanted to give you kind of a, since we're about halfway there, about a 6-month total. We're up to 5,300 and about 30 calls for the year up until July 1st. As far as charges this year so far, about 772. And that's a mix between misdemeanor and felony charges that we've actually carried out, with about 440 misdemeanor, 250 felony. And the leftover numbers there would be civil attachments that we served and juvenile status offense type cases. We have 15 cases that are currently filed, awaiting charges, about 25 awaiting statements so that we can file the cases. And we have about 20 cases that are currently in detectives. I'd like to say I thought that the parade and the fireworks went really well this year. Thought it was pretty streamlined, and I appreciate the help from the other agencies in making that go so smoothly. And last but not least, the rookies leave July the 15th for the Police Academy, so we'll have Lucas Wallace and Jordan Christie both down there for the next about 15 weeks. And we look forward for them to get down there and get back.
Did I put your full staff in?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dustin. And to go along with that, I want to thank all the departments for their help with the 4th of July. Everybody working together, it made it really work well. So appreciate all the help. Moving on to old business, awarding animal co- control surplus equipment bid. After checking, I looked at the advertisement, it was advertised correctly, so bids we received, and this is for that
Chrysler Voyager van.
Right. Yes.
You need a motion for this. Mr. Mayor, I move that we award the bid to the highest bidder of $551 to John Wonky from Bruceville.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, new business. First up is Vincent's YMCA Kids Triathlon.
Guys, you're pushing the limit here, man. You got we got people coming to us for Christmas stuff.
Well, we're moving the triathlon this year to VU, and we're not actually using city streets, but we suggested that we still come here and just let you know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Ryan has some more detailed maps.
Okay.
And
so you're doing the swimming part in the...
At the VU Aquatic Center, yeah.
Okay. Oh,
it's going to work out really well, actually. Uh-huh. They're set up well for it. So this will give you an idea of the routes. So the kids will be on... They will not ever be on a street or cross the street. They'll be on sidewalks during some portions of it.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Just wanted to make you aware what we're doing that day. It's Saturday, July 27th.
Okay.
And we've been working pretty closely with Roy Inglis at VU to come up with the routes and the course.
So you really don't need any official action?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. So how are sign-ups going for that?
They're going well. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's the cost?
It's $20.
$20, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice setup, actually. It's all kind of contained within mm-hmm. that part of campus, so
okay.
I think it's going to flow really smoothly. So
you're using the new aquatic center? That's
yes.
where the
yeah.
the swimming is. Okay,
yeah.
great.
It'd be nice. So.
Great.
All right.
Good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks. Next is handicap only parking sign 1429 Bunton, Don and Lou Cox. You should have information. Packet, and it's from his doctor.
Mrs. Dunlacox, right?
Anybody here for?
I don't see anybody here. I mean, do we think they may think it's later or?
I don't know. Dan, have you heard anything?
I'm
not repeating that.
So this is over there next to Metro.
Right.
She has the... She has a double...
Double handicapping condition, so...
Most are agreeable to the fees.
Yeah. So we want to append it pending their acceptance of the fees. And so Dan, would you call them if that was your
okay. Okay. I mean, we seem to have the supportive documentation as long as the party understands that there is a fee for the handicap parking. Then we'll tentatively approve handicapped only parking sign at 1429 Bunton for Don and Lou Cox with accompanying medical information.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is banners for Indiana Military Museum salute to veterans of World War II. The Mossman.
Yeah, thank you. We're here asking for permission again this year to put up banners on Washington Avenue and 2nd Street for our annual salute to the veterans of World War II event, which is September the 7th and 8th. And I think our petition requests this for August 26th through September the 9th for the two locations. Okay.
Dan, you've checked?
You got this.
Good.
And you know this is a reputable source, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll motion to approve the hanging of the banners at the aforementioned dates for the Indiana Military Museum Salute to Veterans of World War II.
I think we supplied a certificate of liability, too, that you required. I believe you've received that, yeah.
Right. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, okay. Judge.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is two curb cuts on Willow Street. Mike Seaver.
And we got the A-team here today. No, we got the judge. Mike. We have the A-team here today. It's like we have to.
Actually, we are in. We bought our building permit today and broke ground. Passed the official groundbreaking on the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we put all new curbs in along 14th Street, and so now I'm asking permission to cut my curbs out. I've got two 48-foot curbs that will. I brought plans. I don't know if you need to see any of this, but basically on Willow Street, or excuse me. We're not cutting anything on Willow Street.
Oh,
anything
okay.
We do on Willow will be addressed through NDOT, but we do not have any plans to have any access to the property from Willow Street.
Oh, okay.
We have one curb entrance that will be down closer to the hotel's main entrance, mm-hmm. and then there'll be a second one that'll be put in closer to the intersection at Willow and Fort, or Willow and 14th. And but initially we're just going to put one curb in. We've got our construction entrance built, and for the stormwater drainage, erosion control, we've got it in place, but we did not cut the curb until we get your approval. So we would like approval to cut the curb so we can get trucks in and out of there easier, and we will put it, you know, we will be putting all new curbs back in to accommodate the new parking lots, and it'll be done the same
okay.
way as it is at the hotel.
So the curb cut you're requesting really is a temporary construction.
Well, actually, we're going to make one cut that's only 30 feet wide mm-hmm. to minimize the area that the construction is coming in. Later down the road in the next probably 30 to 45 days, we will make both curb cuts. Each of those are about 48 feet
okay.
in length. We will then put the landscape areas in and bring it into the parking lot. The actual access for both areas are about 24 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
But in within 45 days, we'll have both curb cuts in place. But we're not going to put the second one in until we get closer to the time that we're going to pave the lot.
Okay. So have you seen those plans, or?
I will say I've talked with Phil, who couldn't be here, and he said that.
Okay, I met with Phil this morning.
Okay.
And gave him a set of plans. But
yeah, I haven't seen the plans yet, but I talked to Phil this morning, and he's already kind of covered the concerns I had with NDOT and the
okay.
So, as long as they're putting in a construction entrance and, you know, help protect the streets around the construction area, then
construction okay. entrance is already in.
Right. Well, the 14th Street makes a lot more sense than 13th because, of course, that's farther into the property, but I'm just thinking coming off of 13th.
Maybe we'll build something else on the 13th.
There you go. That'd be great.
There might be something coming.
All right. That'd be great. So we're going to give permission for the construction entrance and then also approval for the 248.
Foot entrances. Basically, entrance. The construction entrance is one of the
Of the 48.
The permanent
okay.
entrances. There's a second permanent entrance.
Got
I
it.
Would just like for you to give me permission to do it if I want.
Yeah, I sort of got that, Mike. I kind of worked with you on some previous projects, so I'm trying to construct this in a politically correct way. I'll make a motion that we approve the cutting of 248 feet curb cuts on 14th Street near Willow, with one of those to be used immediately as a 30-foot entrance for construction. How's that?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Next is close two blocks of Main Street for sidewalk sales. Liz Musgrove.
That's not Liz Musgrove.
I think you're too proud to be Liz Musgrove.
But I am Margie Quarterman, and I'm here on behalf of the Vincennes Central Business District, asking again that we close for the sidewalk sales, which is August 1st and 2nd. The streets that are we're asking for is just 2nd to 4th on Main Street on Thursday and Friday from 10 to 5. I think that's item E there on the new business. And then the next item is the Christmas stroll and parade, which this year is just one day, November 23rd. It's a Saturday. Not planning to close the street until 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the evening parade on that Saturday. So it'll be open for business most of that business day. And I think Cheryl said you have an email that says 6th to 1st, but it's really 10th to 1st.
For the parade.
For the parade, yes, sir.
10th to 1st for the parade, and then I'm not sure. I mean, did Liz talk to you about the Kiwanis Half Marathon and the start of that?
She did not. I know she's working on that, but I don't know about.
Yeah, because I mean, that group may have to come in for a separate request, because I know the plan for that race is to start on Main Street, which is probably early. So that'd probably be actually like 8 to.
Be before the stores open.
Right, it'd be before the stores open, so it's probably not as big a deal. But I know they plan on running Main Street and then out towards the south part of town. So we'll just have Kiwanis come in as a separate action on that. Okay, so let's make these two separate motions. One, is that right?
Are you guys going to advertise this parade? Because I would think keeping Main open until 4 in the evening. For shopping, it's going to be tough to close it for the parade, get the cars off of it.
Are we going to advertise about the
make
parade?
Make sure that people know that people downtown know the shopping, gonna that they're be... going to have to be moved.
Yes.
The last several years has been 2 days, right?
It has. Usually the parade's Saturday. On Friday night. Right. We're trying something a little different this year.
Okay. Well, we hope that the half marathon will bring people downtown, too.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let's make these two separate actions. We'll approve the closing of the Main Street for sidewalk sales on Thursday, August 1st, and Friday, August 2nd, from 2nd to 4th, from 10 to 5. That's the motion.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Then the second motion will be to close Main Street for the Christmas Stolen Parade at 4:30 till... when do we anticipate the parade being over? Do we know?
I want to say 9 o'clock, but okay. I am not sure if that's the exact right.
Dusty, is that okay? 4:30 to 10, or?
It's okay. I will tell you that it's very difficult to get cars, get people located, and get them off the
Main Street.
Parade route. Close as well,
so you think we should close parking sooner? Bryce says 2. Is that going to be a problem with the merchants, or they'll understand? It's a problem for the merchants.
Problem with the merchants. Mm-hmm.
Do I hear 3?
That's because the only option is to tow them.
That's the thing. The fastest
right.
Thing
I guess we can post the signs up there saying street closes at a certain time, or.
And maybe all the stores can announce that, hey.
Yes.
So do you want to say 4 rather than 4:30?
I kind of like your 3 o'clock idea.
Oh, okay. You like the 3 o'clock. We'll prove that. Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion that we close Main Street for the Christmas stroll and parade. What date is that?
November 23rd.
November Saturday. 23rd. Saturday, November 23rd from 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have nothing under miscellaneous.
Motion to adjourn.
That's quick.
We are adjourned.
So,
you didn't Willow Street, did you? Dave asked me on that motion. You didn't say Willow Street.